And it is time for What Do You Do? Somebody in the hot seat. 10 questions, 5 from Zoe, 5 from me. And I want you to help us guess what this person does for a living. Whew, here we go. Santi, welcome to the Flash Drive on KFM 94.5.
Thank you so much.
Santi, this is, as you know how this goes, quick questions from Zoe and myself, and then we will miraculously, from that storyboard of yes or no answers, guess what you do for a living. Zoe, you can fire first.
Okay, Santi, are you an essential service?
Maybe.
Maybe?
Maybe.
Are we starting like this, Santi?
Yes.
Okay. You're... Santi?
Yes.
Could Kim Kardashian do your job?
Never.
Never! I like that answer. You see, that's decisive. I like those answers. Zoe.
Santi, are you in the food and beverage sector?
No, I'm not.
Santi, do you need to wear pants to do your job?
Yes.
Okay.
How's that going to help us, Wastey?
I told you I'd like to change it up week by week because you always say, oh, why are you asking me in uniform? So I want to make sure that it's changed up. Next one.
Okay. Santi, do you work with children?
No.
Santi, can you do your job on top of a moving bus?
Never.
Okay.
I'm trying to make notes here and you're making it very difficult.
I'm sorry. That's my job.
Santi, can you do what you need to do if there's no internet?
Yes.
Okay. Do you work with animals?
Yes.
Hey.
Ooh.
See, I do ask nice questions sometimes, Zoe. Come judge me here. What else you got? Come on, a quick fire.
Are you in the medical field when it comes to animals?
No.
Okay.
Do you work with dangerous animals?
Yes.
All right. Are we done with questions? No, we must have one more. Are we done?
We are done, okay, but I feel like I want to ask one more.
Do you want to ask one more?
Yes.
Okay, ask one more. I'll allow it for today.
Okay. Dangerous animals.
Yes.
Doesn't need the internet.
Come on, Zoe. Quick fire. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Have you ever had to birth an animal? like be involved in the labor process?
No.
So no birthing of
no
animals.
No delivering.
You know what? I actually shouldn't have allowed that last question. It's a waste of time. But it's all right. Santi, thank you very much. We've got all the answers we need. And when we return, we will have the most amazing guests from not only Zoe and myself, but also the Flash Drive family. Hold on. As always, don't judge, but the Flash Drive family, okay, they think you do this.
Santi is an animal doctor.
I think Santi is a pet hairdresser.
Maybe she's working at a zoo with some snakes and crocodiles.
Santi is a snake cat.
Hi, Colin, Zoe. It sounds to me like she's a vet.
Santi is working for the canine division.
Hi, Cole. Santi is an animal trainer or dog trainer.
Santi, you're working for the SPCA.
Cole, I think she's the lion queen. She works at the lion park in Paul. That's what I think.
Santi, we have guesses from our side as well. Zoe, go first. Okay. What does Santi do? Oh, wait, before we get there, any of those Flash Drive family guesses close?
Not even close.
Oh, shame.
Okay. Santi, I think you work in wildlife conservation. You're a ranger.
Not a ranger, no.
I think shark cage diving. Come on, Santi.
No. No. Scared of sharks.
I actually thought it was close. You're scared of sharks?
Yes.
Then what type of dangerous animals are these? Santi, what do you do?
I work at a wolf sanctuary.
Did you say wolf?
Wolves, yes.
We have wolf sanctuaries in South Africa?
We have wolves in South Africa? I thought they only have that on Twilight. What?
No, not native, but we do have wolves in South Africa, yes.
What's the population like in South Africa?
Thousands.
A thousand wolves?
No, thousands.
Thousands.
Oh. But where are they? Do they only appear at full moon, or what's the vibe?
There's, people think it's cool to have them. They're not pets, so it's always an issue when they get a bit older.
Yeah.
And then we step in and we rescue. There is a few sanctuaries in the country and we look after them.
I'm getting WhatsApp messages about indicating, you know, they want to know exactly where the wolves are so they can avoid the area. Where are they usually roaming around if they are in the wild?
No, they're not in South Africa at all. Okay. The Northern Hemisphere, where it's much colder, but the wolves in our country have adapted to our climate. And now they are actually classified non-transferable. So they cannot go back. So the wolves that are in our country are stuck in our country.
Can we visit the sanctuary? Is that
Yes, not at the moment, as we are closed.
Yes.
But yes, we are open to the public every day of the year.
And where's your sanctuary?
In Plettenberg Bay.
Plett. Nice drive. Yes. Oh, I can't wait to take a drive to Plett and see wolves, because I've heard of cheetah sanctuaries, lion sanctuaries. This has got to be the first wolf sanctuary in South Africa I've ever heard of. So thank you for bringing this to our table, Santi.
Thank you so much.
And how did you get involved in the wolf industry, if I can call it that?
Just love of animals. And I had the opportunity a few years ago to come and work here, and I've been here ever since.
Is the howling thing true regarding, you know, moon? Howling at the moon?
They howl every night, not the whole night though. And full moon, they do howl a bit more because it's a bit more clear for them to see. So they are a bit more active in full moon.
Penny drops. Mm. It's not about the hunger to take on flesh.
No, wolves don't eat humans. They're far too clever.
Well, Santi, I just want to salute you for looking after these beautiful wolves, because they
Thank
are
you so much.
Majestic.